If you've never heard of the Transportation Climate Initiative, now might be a good time to start paying attention. Yesterday, officials in 12 states, including Vermont, unveiled a proposal that would reshape the market for fossil fuels in the Northeast. The goal is to reduce carbon emissions from cars and trucks. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the plan would almost certainly lead to an increase in gas prices as well.
If you drop by Bellavance Trucking in Barrie sometime, chances are one of the company's 100 or so tractor-trailer trucks will be idling by one of the loading docks. Those giant engines you hear burn quite a few gallons of fuel.
Last year we burned 1,330,000.
So says Roland Bellavance, owner and namesake of this 150-person trucking operation. Bellavance, as you might imagine, pays pretty close attention to gas prices because even modest fluctuations can have a big impact on his costs.
You know, if they're talking 10 cents a gallon for me, that's $133,000 a year if it's 10 cents. If it's 20 cents, well, then there's more than $250,000 a year in fuel costs.
Which is why Bellavance is so concerned about something called the Transportation Climate Initiative. On Tuesday, 12 states plus the District of Columbia unveiled a draft proposal that would pretty dramatically overhaul the fossil fuel market in the Northeast. Deputy Secretary of Natural Resources Peter Walk says it offers a novel way to reduce carbon emissions from the transportation sector.
Rather than relying on each individual to get the level of emissions reductions that we want, we get to find where those cost-effective solutions are by letting the market do that work.
Let the market do the work by creating a new kind of economy for carbon emissions. Under the initiative, fuel sellers would have to buy a special allowance for the carbon produced by the gasoline or diesel that they sell.
Essentially a piece of paper that says, I can emit 1 ton of carbon emissions.
The number of allowances available would be capped based on the emission reduction targets that the states have agreed to meet. And the more companies have to pay for those carbon emission allowances, Walk says, the harder they're going to look for ways to burn less fuel.
It helps drive those market signals towards getting sort of changing ultimately to different transportation technology, different modes of transportation.
But those allowances are also going to make gasoline and diesel more expensive. According to projections, a 20% reduction in carbon emissions over the next 10 years would increase prices by 7 cents per gallon by 2032. A more aggressive emissions cut of 25% would send prices up by 29 cents per gallon. And Roland Bellavance, the guy who owns the trucking company in Barrie, says it won't just mean higher prices at the pump.
You know, everybody's going to have to raise their prices, whether it be groceries, you know, milk. And it's just another reason for everybody to move away. That's what they don't get. You can't make them understand that you're just making it that much more expensive.
Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says that by banding together with 11 other states, plus the District of Columbia, Vermont won't suffer the competitive disadvantage that Bellavance is afraid of.
In my opinion, banding together with the entire Northeast region all the way down to the Mid-Atlantic protects us from a go-it-alone strategy.
And Ash says revenue raised by the sales of the allowances would go back to consumers in the form of electric vehicle subsidies, for instance, or new public transit options.
If someone gets into a more fuel-efficient vehicle with the support of the revenues, we could be lowering the household expenses and cost of living.
Vermont will have to decide next spring whether it wants to join the Transportation Climate Initiative. Governor Phil Scott has said he'll be skeptical of signing Vermont up for any plan that increases the cost of gasoline. But Ash says the legislature could pass a law that requires Vermont to join the compact, even if Scott doesn't want to. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.